WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A former Texas A&M AgriLife Extension employee is accused of stealing more than $24,000 in fraudulent checks and unauthorized charges. Lieutenant Alan Barone with the Texas A&M Police Department says 44-year-old Lorenza Nunez of Navasota worked as a business coordinator supporting the 4-H Foundation during her employment from October of 2010 until this January.
The investigation determined that she had created and used fraudulent checks from the Texas 4-H Foundation checking account, as well as making unauthorized payments and purchases with a Texas 4-H Foundation credit card, and the total amount was in excess of $20,000.
Purchases included payments to Entergy and Amazon.com. Barone says Nunez turned herself in on Monday after a warrant was made for her arrest. She bonded out the same day at $6,000. And three Walmart employees are accused of stealing close to $21,000 worth of merchandise from the Bryan Walmart over several months. Bryan police say that in February of last year, it was reported that several employees had been sneaking electronic items such as televisions, game stations, and iPod touches out of the back of the store. A lengthy investigation resulted in the arrests of Jacob E. Woodard, Damian Parhams, and Kelvin Caldwell. Woodard is currently in the Brazos County Jail in lieu of a bond of $10,000. Parhams was confined Sunday and released Monday on a $5,000 bond, as was Caldwell. Investigation continues after a one-year-old drowned in a Caldwell Motel bathtub over the weekend. Spokesman Julie Moody with Texas Department of Family and Protective Services says she's not exactly sure of the events that took place prior to the drowning, but CPS has current custody of the couple's other child, a two-year-old.
So far, since January 1st, there have been three children across the state of Texas drowning in bathtubs. And it's really important for people and for parents and grandparents and other caregivers to pay attention to their children, whether it's in a swimming pool or a bathtub.
Moody says CPS is investigating neglectful supervision on the part of both parents. A Curtin man was killed Monday after his ATV flipped over. Chief Deputy Sheriff Jim Stewart says 78-year-old Morris Endler was near the stock pond adjacent to his property using the ATV to perform maintenance work.
It appeared that he got too close to the embankment. The stock tank is low, so there was about a 4 or 5 foot drop off. And it appeared that the ATV got to the edge and then rolled over and trapped him underneath. We just got the autopsy results, and he ended up suffocating because of his position underneath the ATV.
Investigators believe Endler might have been spraying chemicals around the stock pond. And the fifth year of 50 Men Who Can Cook raised almost $112,000 to help the College Station school system. Cal McNeil, president of the CSISD Education Foundation, says 64 men donated their time by taking a health class and preparing 200 samples, while more than 1,200 attendees helped to make the cook-off a success.
It continued increasing our grants with our teachers, which allows our educators to think outside the box of new ways to use technology, to use different ideas and teaching methods that aren't traditionally supported through the budget process. And it's just a wonderful deal to see the cutting-edge technology in the classroom, the teachers having the freedom.
McNeil says about $65,000 will go towards grants, and some will go towards Success 24/7. He says the distribution of checks, which will be mid-April, is an especially moving experience. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Astronomically speaking, today is the first day of spring, and temperatures will be very spring-like across the area. We'll have clearing skies and a high right around 70 later today. It'll be partly cloudy, near 50 overnight. Tomorrow, clouding up, highs very close to 75. Mostly cloudy and mild tomorrow night, a low of 60. Friday, there'll be lots of clouds across the region, and the highs on Friday will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Texas Aggie baseball took the diamond last night and chalked up another one. Aggie football back to work after spring break. And NCAA men's basketball tournament kicked off in Dayton, Ohio. We'll get you caught up with sports at 7:50.
What in the NIT? Kentucky's gone, huh?
Done. One and done.
That's not
oh, how the mighty have fallen.
That's not very good, is it? Well,
and if you'll remember, we thought it was a pretty big deal when we beat them.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a time, and again, they can't be happy with Mr. Calipari today.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
He probably won't be coming into the office.
If he is, he's coming in an armored truck.
Yeah. Well, they must take their bingo pretty dang seriously in Cincinnati because a judge has barred 18-year-old Austin Whaley from uttering the word bingo for 6 months. Maybe Austin had it coming. He was working security at a Covington bingo hall when he yelled out, "Bingo!"
What a rascal.
To end the game, a police officer cited him for second-degree disorderly conduct.
Second degree?
Yep. That Austin, quote, delayed the game by several minutes and caused alarm to patrons.
Alarm?
They had dauber fights. You know, they're poking Lord. Each other with those daubers.
And their pell-mells, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's what you
always
talk about.
Yeah.
I had to look up pell-mell.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought they still made them. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Those patrons, which were, it says here, mainly elderly women, apparently began, quote, yelling and cussing, unquote, once they realized what had happened. Ladies, it's just a false bingo. It's all right. We'll continue playing.
They got him in trouble for his own good so they can get killed by the old ladies.
That's right, but the women weren't the only ones that Austin crossed. The officer says he would have let him off with a slap on the wrist, but the teen refused to apologize, leading to the citation. He seemed to think that he could say whatever he wanted because it was a public building, to which, of course, the police officer said, you can't go into the ballpark and yell out.
Or yell bomb at the airport.
Yeah, because people would stop the game.
What a little...
I wonder how long you've been working there. I mean, he's 18 years old. You come home, tell your dad you've been fired because you yelled bingo at the bingo hall. And the thing is, he can't say bingo for 6 months. Who knows?
Just sounds like a little punk.
Look, Maybe he goes into his room at night and goes, bingo, 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 bingo.
Oh, I would. Yeah. I'd say it in a car.
Maybe his dog's name is Bingo.
It could be. Yeah.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Well, there was a farmer who had a dog named Bingo.
That was his name,
Anyway, that's right. So the Statue of Liberty, closed since Superstorm Sandy damaged the island where it stands, will reopen to the public on Independence Day. That's appropriate, isn't it?
Sure enough.
Thursday, July the 4th. They'll open it back up. Actually, what happened, the statue itself was okay, but the surrounding island pretty badly damaged with broken railings and paving stones that were torn up and buildings that were flooded.
I'm surprised they closed it before the sequester.
Well, you know, it destroyed sewage pumps and the electrical system on the island. As much as three-fourths of the Liberty Island's 12 acres was flooded, officials said, water reaching up as high as 8 feet.
Blue. So,
goodness.
So they're getting that all cleaned up, and she'll be out there. So a British mattress company billing its $175,000 royal bed as an investment in a good night's sleep. I don't know. Savoir Beds, which began selling these pricey beds this week at Kensington Palace in London, said the bed is worth the high price. Did I say it's $175,000?
Yes, you did.
Each mattress involves more than 700 hours of labor and masses of curled Latin American horsetail.
Wow.
Mountains of Mongolian cashmere and nearly 1,600 miles worth of specially woven silk.
1,600 miles?
That's what it says. And again,
that's a packed mattress.
Specially woven silk as opposed to what, your Walmart silk?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I'd hate for my cats to get a hold of that.
Yeah, you talk about a mess. Anyway.
They took cotton chunks out of my mattress.
60 of the beds will be made, and each one will take about 16 weeks for order or delivery.
Better be free delivery for that. That's all I'm saying.
And will they be great for bouncing on? You know, can you let your kids go in and bounce on me? I'm thinking they're, just kind of sink in.
I'm just thinking about how the horse hair would smell.
I'm not sure. I'm sure they clean it up, but still. Okay, good news for anybody who wants to borrow a library book or buy or sell secondhand goods on eBay or Craigslist. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that these activities are still legal. Didn't know there was
what
a problem.
What were they?
Well, I don't know. specifically... In Kurtzeg versus John Wiley and Sons, the court had ruled 6-3 that first sale doctrine is not limited to items made or purchased within the U.S. borders. The case went before the Supreme Court last October. The plaintiff was a Thai native attending college in the United States, and John Wiley and Sons is a publisher who does the For Dummies books, if you know those. Okay.
Okay.
Such and such for Dummies. But they also publish college textbooks. Now, new college textbooks in Thailand sell for much less than the same books do in the U.S. So, of course, this student had his relatives buy the inexpensive books in Thailand and mail them to him in America, where he then sold them to bargain-hunting college students for a profit.
Smart kid.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea to me.
So Wiley and Sons, the publisher, sued to prevent this on copyright grounds, and the student argued that his actions were legal under the doctrine of first sale. What happens basically is the first sale doctrine says that a copyright holder only gets paid the first time an item is sold. So when you buy that brand new book, the copyright holder gets their share of the proceeds right there. But once you've bought that book and it's yours, you can do anything you want to with it.
Exactly.
You can lend it, you can give it away, you can sell it. So that's what the argument was. But the publisher claimed the first sale rights only apply to goods that are sold in the U.S. Lower court sided with the copyright holder, basically ruling that the U.S. residents did not have the right to resell any of those foreign-made items or items that were sold without their permission over here. So again, good news for anybody who wants to resell your library or borrow a library book or buy or sell secondhand books. The court has ruled that these activities are still legal.
Wait, so
you
we
can
are,
do that.
We're
you can
allowed
do
to
that.
Sell books that we bought out of the country.
You can do that. Okay. Yeah. Dang. So there you are. All right, on something that's far more important and far less interesting, or maybe far more interesting and far less important, McDonald's in China is now serving the double sausage beef burger.
This would
be two beef patties and two, it says here, plump sausages drizzled with mustard.
Mm.
Well, again, Don't know what kind of mustard. And
or what kind of sausage.
Well, most especially.
In China.
In China. Not exactly sure what you could be putting in there because, you know, you could have almost anything.
As long as it's not from IKEA.
Yeah, that's right. So now.
Why?
Yeah, very nice. Attention, you dumpster divers out there with the benefit of Wi-Fi access. And gosh, don't all dumpster divers have that. There's a website out there that might help you just thrive. It's called Trash Swag. Trash Swag appears to be the first social marketplace for dumpster-ridden treasures. It's kind of like a Craigslist for all the things that Craigslist never pays any attention to. The site was invented by a Toronto guy named Calvin Cameron, who said that he wanted to develop the Trash Swag so that he and his friends could swap tips about where the best secondhand junk could be found.
So sort of like geocaching.
I guess that's probably right. Furniture, wood, building materials, whatever you want. They apparently have a place now where you can find
that. Well, you don't need a website to tell you that. Go to the good neighborhoods or go to the dorms whenever it's the end of the semester. Silly pants.
Story about a guy who graduated from A&M, finished his he was a quarterback, finished his eligibility at A&M, and basically, yeah, people hung out around his dumpster because he dumped out all this, I mean, shoes and jerseys and just sports gear, you know, swag that he'd gotten. So, yeah, you're right. I mean,
and
as long as you know.
Go to restaurants when they close and
yeah.
Don't eat any ethnic food that you don't know how it's supposed to taste.
I thought it was supposed to taste and smell like ass. Yeah?
Producer yeah. Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 23rd, it's pond weed management. Managing aquatic vegetation is important to fishing and fish populations, but it must be done right. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Sioux Falls Prater has a huge selection of John Deere compact utility tractors that are perfect for every job. There's the 3038E compact tractor, has 38 horsepower, four-wheel drive that helps increase traction, productivity, and efficiency. It's ideal for loading and mowing and tilling and digging. Tackle those tough jobs in the comfort of your operator station. There are hundreds of attachments available to make light work of heavy-duty tasks. Deer season is here right now, and Sioux Falls Prater is kicking off the season with great pricing and financing. The 3038E compact tractor on sale now for $17,999 plus 0% financing for 72 months, available for qualified buyers. So hurry on into Sioux Falls Prater today. This offer is good through April the 30th. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Easter is fast approaching, and now's the time to capture those special Easter moments. Call Specialties Photography today to reserve your child's Easter portraits with live Easter bunnies. Special includes 15 shots in studio, 2 5x7s, and 8 wallets from your favorite pose, all for only $39.95, with all additional sheets only $14.95. Sessions available now through April 5th. Call Specialties Photography to reserve your Easter special, or visit specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated professional portrait studio.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
To celebrate Truck Month, Team of Navasota is giving away a new truck this Saturday at Navasota Fairgrounds. We'll pull your name and you can choose your Ford, Dodge, or Chevy. There's still time, so go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and register to win. We'll be giving a bunch of prizes away all day long. There's no purchase necessary, but you have to be there to win. Go to teamofnavasota.com to see all the details. Get to the fairgrounds this Saturday, March 23rd. It's going to be a party with food, jump houses for kids, live music, face painting, and much more. Don't miss out on Team of Navasota's Dare to Compare Truck Month Party this Saturday.
Good morning, 725, News Talk 1620, WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2929. two-way. Sunny and gradually warming up today. High temperature about 72 with northeasterly winds at 10 to 15 tonight. We'll be down to 49 tomorrow. Temps up to 73, but it'll be windy, 15 to 25, and maybe gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Winds will lay down a little bit, but not a whole lot on Thursday night with a low of 62 in breezy conditions. Up near 80 for Friday with a slight chance of showers. About 75 on Saturday. We'll continue with 30% chance of rain, and then sunshine and 72 is the forecast for Sunday. Right now, humidity is 93%. We have overcast skies, and it's 56.
Hey, folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A couple of terms that you need to know for this update. One, fracking, short for hydraulic fracturing, a process that injects water and chemicals into shale deposits to get natural gas deposits. Two, Artists Against Fracking is an anti-capitalist environmentalist wacko group of radical left celebrities. Artists Against Fracking is apparently violating New York state law. They're actively lobbying the state government, but they're not registered as lobbyists. But no matter, they're liberals, so the rules don't apply to them. Yoko Ono, her son Sean Lennon, Paul McCartney, Lady Gaga, Alec Baldwin, just some of the 200 entertainers who want their names associated with this latest fad. They're lobbying Governor Cuomo to prohibit energy companies from drilling for natural gas in New York because they say fracking ruins the environment. There's zero evidence it causes any harm at all. No matter, they're liberals. They can manufacture evidence. In fact, courts have found several anti-fracking wackos guilty of that. Now, New York has massive shale deposits, but Cuomo has stalled the drilling. Struggling New York farmers and other landowners would greatly benefit if energy companies were allowed to bring gas to the market. Consumers would benefit, too, by lower prices. But a bunch of wealthy, low-information celebrities are using junk science to stand in the way of progress. No matter, they're liberals. So they have Cuomo's ear and his brain, for what that's worth.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News time is 7:30. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. This year's 50 Men Who Can Cook cook-off raised almost $112,000, and Cal McNeil with the College Station ISD Education Foundation says the grant money will do much more for the schools than simply give purchasing power.
If you can imagine teachers who are fighting to educate young people on a constrained budget, having to do more with much less, I have no idea, and I'm scared to ask, how much of their personal funds they put into those classrooms. And then one day, here comes a bunch of people beating on the drum saying, hey, here's some money. And it just almost rejuvenates the whole campus.
McNeil says the grants show teachers, students, and staff that there are people who believe in and support the school district. He says he knows this year's winners, but his lips are sealed until next month when the celebratory grant patrol will go through the school district awarding prizes. Over the last couple of days, three area men have been arrested for the theft of almost $21,000 worth of retail merchandise. Jacob E. Woodard, Damian Parhams, and Kelvin Caldwell, all employees of the Bryan Walmart, allegedly ferreted out electrical items that included Xboxes, laptops, Sony PlayStations, and Nintendo Wiis from the back of the store where they worked. With the help of an observant customer and Walmart management, Bryan police believe the thefts took place from October of 2011 through January of last year. Parhams and Caldwell have both been released on $5,000 bonds, while Woodard remains in the Brazos County Jail with a bond set at $10,000. A business coordinator supporting the 4-H Foundation at the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office has been charged with theft of more than $24,000. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they believe 44-year-old Lorenza Nunez of Navasota committed the thefts from July of 2011 through December of last year.
She was charged with theft by a public servant between $20,000 and less than $100,000, which is a second-degree felony, and it's punishable by a prison term of up to 20 years and or $10,000 fine. Now, she was also charged with two counts of credit card abuse, which that is a state jail felony, punishable by a prison term of up to 2 years in a state jail facility and or a $10,000 fine.
Barone says Nunez turned herself in on Monday and bonded out at $6,000. He says the case has now been turned over to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. A flipped ATV caused the death of a Curtin man on Monday. Chief Deputy Sheriff Jim Stewart says they believe 78-year-old Morris Endler's ATV got too close to the embankment of a stock pond, causing the ATV to roll over on top of him.
My deputy was first on scene, got the wife away from the site, took her in the home. While awaiting the arrival of additional deputies, Bryan Fire rolled their paramedics out there, but Mr. Endler had been dead for a while, so they didn't do any life-saving efforts on him.
Stewart says he left his card with the family and offered the department services in case they need any follow-up assistance. And after a one-year-old drowned in a bathtub at a Caldwell Motel last weekend, Julie Moody with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services wants to remind you to keep an eye on your children. Moody says a child can drown in even just 2 inches of water.
It can happen in seconds. A lot of times we think, oh, well, I can run and go answer the phone, or, oh, I'm going to go start dinner while they're playing in the bathtub. But you do need to watch children around water.
Moody says three children have already drowned in bathtubs in Texas this year. She says CPS is investigating neglectful supervision of the drowned child's parents and has custody of their other child, a two-year-old. WTAW News time is 7:34. It's 53 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Experience a piece of history at the Museum of the American GI Open House Fundraiser. This Friday and Saturday, tour their World War II living history and vehicle displays as reenactors tell you the history and function of the vehicles and displays. The two-day event concludes with a World War II battle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go out Friday, 9 to dusk, and Saturday, 9 to the conclusion of the World War II battle at 3. Enjoy free parking at Santa's Wonderland with a shuttle ride to the site. For information, call the Museum of the American GI, 255-3675.
7:35, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Clouds and showers are pushing south and east out of the area towards the Galveston region. We'll be looking at sunshine developing behind this band of cloudiness today. Highs near 70. It'll be partly cloudy overnight and 50. Tomorrow, clouds will roll in and the sun will disappear in the morning, 75. Cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 60. Lots of clouds for Friday. It'll be warm Friday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball did pretty well last night.
Yeah?
Pretty well last night.
That's without a doubt the first time that we held them off the scoreboard.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be kind of a track meet last night at baseball. It turned into a defensive and pitcher's game. We'll share that with you. Also, Aggie football back in action in spring football. And the NCAA men's basketball tournament opened up in Dayton, Ohio yesterday. All that and more with sports. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
All right. Right now we'll talk to Bill Flores in D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Now, what happens there? Y'all take some time off after this week. Is that right?
Well, we're going to have two busy weeks over the next 2 weeks in Texas. We're starting our town hall series the first week of April, and we're going to spend a fair amount of time talking about the budget. We'll have a town hall meeting in Bryan College Station. We'll have one in Waco, and we'll also have one in Austin.
Right. And obviously, what's the message that you want to bring home as far as the budget and the continuing resolution?
Well, what I want to talk about with respect to the budget is pretty well in line with what the Wall Street Journal editorial said yesterday by two Stanford economists. It said that balancing the budget in 10 years and tax reform is going to be good for American families. It said that in 2014, if this goes through, it'll raise GDP by about 1%. It'll raise average American family income by $1,500. It said over the course of 10 years, that it'll grow GDP by about 4.5% and American family income by $4,000. That's the primary message we're going to be talking about.
You know, what I see here and what I feel here in the local economy is, of course, we are in a bubble in many ways, and we're protected from the stories that so many people have to tell in other parts of the country. But there seems to be in Texas and certainly in the Brazos Valley a very positive feeling about the way things are headed.
Yeah, I know, and it's like the sequester came and happened and nobody came, and it's good to see the federal government becoming a smaller share of the economy and letting the private sector begin to flourish. And of course, in Texas, we've been very lucky. We didn't feel the Great Recession nearly to the extent that most of the country did.
You know, one of the things I noticed as the Senate is struggling with the budget, and I don't remember which senator it was, I'm not sure. But anyway, the whole idea about rural airports not being closed is the real sticking point as far as he's concerned. And, of course, that's probably something that a whole lot of reps can identify with, yourself included.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are smart cuts and there are dumb cuts, and the Secretary of Transportation is elected to go the dumb cut route. I mean, the if you look at the FAA budget today versus where we were in 2001, we have about 15% fewer flights today than we did before 9/11, and the FAA budget's grown by 40%. And so there should be a way where they could cut 5% from out of the growth section of the budget and not have to shut down towers. But the administration is elected to go a political route instead of a smart route.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Okay, everybody, listen, I'm about to give Bill an opportunity to say something nice about Harry Reid, because yesterday in the Senate, they obviously watered down the president's gun control proposals, and it was Reid that led the march there.
Well, you know, Harry Reid can count. That's kind of what it tells me, and he was looking at his ability to pass gun control legislation that included an assault rifle ban, and I think he figured out that he didn't have anywhere close to the votes it was going to take. My guess is he probably didn't even have 50 votes, And so he has stripped out the assault weapons ban, and my assumption is before long, his legislation will get better. Whatever he sends across is probably going to be dead at the House. So I don't see a lot happening on the gun control front this year, except to protect the Second Amendment.
After the losses in the last election cycle, the Republican Party has taken a pretty hard look at itself, asked some hard questions, and has gotten some hard answers back. And some of those became public this week as to what the Republican Party is going to need to do if they want to be really an operative party on the national level for years to come. What are your thoughts as far as the moves that the party should make?
Well, a lot of them. First of all, I think we need to do a lot better job in terms of our messaging. Our principles still stand the test of time: limited government, balancing the budget, adhering to the Constitution, protecting life, and protecting family values. I think we need to do a lot better job in the way we talk about those things. In addition, for whatever reason, the party sort of forgot about the value of grassroots politics. Going door to door, knocking on doors, and making sure that you're talking to the people that are going to be the voters. And whether it's done through social media or actually done it by wearing out shoe leather, we need to get back to those basics of politics. I never would have gotten elected without a great grassroots effort, and we need to remember how important that is.
And, of course, one of the things that the Republican Party needs to feel more inclusive about has to do with immigration reform. And I know that there's a bipartisan group that's trying to put that together. The House, the Senate group seems to have a higher profile. But what can you tell me from the House delegation and what kind of immigration policy seems to be coming forth, and is it something you can be comfortable with?
I don't know about the policy. I do know that there is a group, bipartisan group in the House that's working on this, and from what I understand, it's going to start coming out in April, and I think the sooner the better. I'd like to get this addressed this year as opposed to next year, because if we do it next year, it's just going to look like it was done for political reasons. I think we need to do it to resolve this giant gaping issue that's bothering millions of Americans.
Sure. Anything else of import right now on your screen?
Well, the continuing resolution, it should come back from the Senate either today or tomorrow. That funds the government from March 28th through September the 30th. My hope is that the Senate hasn't messed it up too badly and put any poison pills in it so that we can vote for that and get it off the table and move on to more important things.
Bill Flores joins us on most every Wednesday. You can hear his interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Good talking to you, Scott, and I hope Kat and Kevin have a nice week, and I'd ask our listeners to pray for our country and our military men and women and our first responders.
All right, thanks.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March Sales Event Madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, Ridgeline, and CRV. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the Odyssey, Pilot, Cross Tour, and Fit. Allen Honda has a great selection of inventory during the March Sales Event Madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
So, what's the secret to having happy employees? Well, according to one business consultant, it's no more complicated than firing the unhappy people who work for you. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Jay Gold suggests that maintaining a happy workplace is a two-step process. The first won't surprise you. You just need to treat people fairly. But the second, to simply fire people who are chronically unhappy, is a bit less orthodox. He says you can listen to the complaints and solve some of the problems, but if the same problems continue to come up, all you're doing is robbing the organization of precious time. Goltz is keying in on something that's not only true about life around the office, but something that's also true when it comes to the climate and stability of marriage and a home. When I was first married, somebody mentioned that a marriage is no healthier than its most unhealthy partner. In other words, Regardless of how emotionally stable one person might be, if the other is a mess, so is the marriage. The same is true with kids in the family. Have you ever noticed when one of the kids is acting up, the entire equilibrium of the home is adversely affected? Unlike the office, you can't fire your kids or your spouse, though sadly some try. That's why it's critically important for each person in the family to show mutual respect for one another. When it comes to a family, Aristotle was right. The whole is more than the sum of the parts. To help your family thrive, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Easter is fast approaching, and now's the time to capture those special Easter moments. Call Specialties Photography today to reserve your child's Easter portraits with live Easter bunnies. Special includes 15 shots in studio, 2 5x7s, and 8 wallets from your favorite pose, all for only $39.95, with all additional sheets only $14.95. Sessions available now through April 5th. Call Specialties Photography to reserve your Easter special, or visit specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated professional portrait studio.
I'm Carrie Krueger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Well, if you are sick of hearing about reports about the evils of social media, take heart. We finally found somebody who says it's okay to do this.
Okay.
University of Portsmouth. Yeah, right.
In New Hampshire.
School of Computing. Yeah. Okay, it's the School of Computing. Of course, they're going to say good things happen on computers. They have discovered, finally, that Facebook can actually make you a happier person. Yahoo.com reports that a researcher studied a ginormous 144 users. This is a really big study. Probably like kids in his class. And found 90% of them look at their own wall posts on the site. This points to the conclusion that we use the medium as a means to connect with our past selves. Most likely when we need reassurance. And it's a quick, simple way to self-soothe and remember all the good times. So go ahead, brag all you want online, and scroll through your page the next time you're feeling down, and you should be okay. So you go ahead and do that.
Has it convinced you to join, Scott?
No. No reason to do that. I have my own little, I have my own little self-talk in my head. I can handle can, that, but yeah.
Use that cute picture of yourself with the taped-on bow tie to the microphone as your profile pic.
But it's bad enough that you go back and you find pictures just around your house back when you didn't have gray hair. when you had more hair, whatever the circumstance might be. But if not, for those of you youngsters who go all the way back to, God, remember what I looked like when I was 18? And you're like 22 now. So anyway, whatever it takes to feel good, you can do that now on Facebook.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It is 7:49. Four A&M pitchers combined to scatter three hits and two walks in the Aggies' first shutout of the season, a 2-0 win over the Dallas Baptist Patriots last night at Olsen Field. Here's Coach Childress after the game.
That's without a doubt the first time that we held them off the scoreboard. I mean, Dan does an amazing job, and it's always a battle every time we play Dallas Baptist, that's for sure, and tonight was no different. Pitching and defense was outstanding. We got a couple of key hits early, and you know, I felt like we did a lot of things good the rest of the night offensively, just didn't have anything to show for it. But really proud of Grayson Long and our bullpen, Menner, coming in and getting his two guys, two really big hitters. And Parker Ray was maybe as sharp as I've seen him since he's been at Texas A&M. There's no question in my mind he was going back out for the eighth. And then Jester came in and was outstanding as well.
The Aggies held Dallas Baptist to 0-4 with runners in scoring position, including two strikeouts. The Aggies are now 15-7 and return to action Friday when they travel to Oxford, Mississippi, for the three-game series against number 6, Ole Miss. Aggie football got back after it this week after spring break off. According to most reports, the guys were a little rusty, but that was to be expected after the downtime. Here's Coach Sumlin after practice yesterday, thanks to TexAggs.com.
You know, it was warm today, probably 80-some degrees when we started. So, those guys, that's a heck of a transition with a week off. And who knows what they did on spring break, probably what everybody did as college students. So I thought it went well. We're out there a little bit longer than usual today, probably 2 hours and 15, 20 minutes, which I thought was good for us. And, we'll go Thursday about the same, and we'll scrimmage Saturday.
Saturday scrimmage, by the way, is open to the public. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is opened in Dayton, Ohio, where the St. Mary's School knocked off Middle Tennessee 67-54 in the play-in rounds. And in a nail-biter, North Carolina A&T, the other Aggies, nipped Liberty.
In a one-point contest, 73-72, Lamont Middleton misses from the charity stripe. Sanders corrals and gets one last shot. He's off the mark, and the Aggies of North Carolina A&T survive. They get Louisville Thursday in Lexington.
Final score there, 73-72. In NIT action, Dwight Powell had 12 points and 15 rebounds last night, and Stanford edged SFA 58-57. And a down season for the defending national champion Kentucky Wildcats. For sure, they were one and done in the NIT. Mike McFadden hit two free throws with just a little over 8 seconds remaining. And the Robert Morris Colonials stunned defending national champions 59-57 in the opening round. In spring baseball, Melky Cabrera homered in the first inning yesterday, and the Blue Jays beat the Stros 10-6. Alfonso Soriano and Darwin Barney both homered yesterday, and the Cubbies beat the Rangers 5-4. And finally, the NFL owners have approved two rule changes yesterday to enhance player safety. The owners outlawed peelback blocks anywhere on the field. Previously, they were only illegal with inside the tackle box. Also banned is overloading a formation while attempting to block a field goal or extra point. Defensive teams can now have only 6 or less players on each side of the snapper at the line of scrimmage. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, got a neat deal coming up this Saturday. King Oaks is going to have their Veteran Fishing Derby. It'll be from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, hosted by King Oaks and benefits Operation Finally Home. This is a neat deal. And also, professional angler Jimmy Houston will be on hand for 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to visit with fishermen, kind of give them tips on how to catch the big fish. There'll be some food out there for you. They've got a bounce house. There'll be door prizes. There'll be live music by Texas Twisters. And again, it costs $10 to get in. Children under 6 are free. But all the donations that you have additional to that would be gladly accepted. And remember, again, this is for such a great cause. The program that is called King Oaks Veterans Home. By the way, the event itself open to the public, and all the monies go to benefit the King Oaks Veteran Home that they're building for Marnie Bernardo. And this is just Operation Finally Home is such a wonderful thing. And right now, when you buy any 1 to 3 wooded acres home sites at King Oaks, They will donate $1,000 to Operation Finally Home. So if you purchase your land for your dream home, you're going to help a wounded veteran as well. To learn more about them, you can give them a call at 1-800-772-LAND. That's 1-800-772-LAND. But make your plans to be out there this Saturday. As King Oaks puts this together, it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And again, it's benefiting the Finally Home, which is a tremendous organization. News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 5 minutes till now.
Get slam dunk savings at Allen Honda during the March sales event madness. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, Ridgeline, and CRV. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the Odyssey, Pilot, Cross Tour, and Fit. Allen Honda has a great selection of inventory during the March sales event madness. So hurry in now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I don't know much about this entertainer Pink. I mean, I know she's had some hit songs.
Did she had some pink hair for a while.
Did she?
That's how she got the name.
Pretty cool thing that she did. She's doing a concert Sunday night in Philadelphia, and she's doing an acoustic set. She's sitting right there across from her guitar, and they're singing. She's singing, and she hears a little girl crying in the audience. So she stopped the show midway through the song, and she comes up to the stage, at the edge of the stage, and she looks down and asks the girl why she's upset. Pink, who, by the way, is a mom of a two-year-old, not pleased to find out the girl was in tears over a fight that had broken out between two women in the venue. Pink responded by giving the child a stuffed animal. Apparently, they throw stuffed animals up on the stage during her concerts.
Oh, cool.
And a Rice Krispies treat. Asked her to come up on stage. She didn't want to do that. But she handed it down to him, told the little girl that she was beautiful, and told the women, you know, quit it. Just, you're grown women. Quit fighting. Went back over and finished her set. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
She's a good kind of crazy. I've done quite a bit of homework on her when I worked someplace else.
I got you. Well, again, that's for all the Nicki Minaj's in the world, I guess. That's about it. Hey, on Tuesday, NBC announced its premiere date for the new season of America's Got Talent. Kat had asked me about this. She said, you know, it's enough to make her almost start watching television.
almost.
Yeah. The reality series will welcome new judges, of course, Heidi Klum and Scary Spice.
People actually know.
That's it. Well, you see, and you could be watching it if you wanted to. June the 4th, so make your plans for that.
Actually, okay. Of all those shows, that one to me is the most entertaining because you get the most variety.
Oh. It's like Ted Mack's original amateur.
A little bit better than the celebrity diving.
That's a little before my time, Scott.
Oh, wait. Have you heard about... Wait, I don't know if I have that story or not. There's a story about Louis Anderson is in a celebrity diving show.
Yeah.
You know?
He almost drowned.
Louis weighs 417 pounds, it says here.
Wow, what does he do for a living?
Well, he can't get out of the pool, whatever it is. No, he's a comedian. He could not. He could not get out of the pool. He jumped in, and he said his hope is by the end of the season he'll be able to get out of the pool.
By the way, we have an A&M connection to that.
Do we? What's that?
One of the assistant volunteer coaches for the A&M diving team is one of the celebrity coaches.
Oh, all right.
Teaching the celebrities how to dive.
It's called Splash. That's the name of it, okay? As far as the competition goes, the bottom two divers were... Bottom two? Wow. Were Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition model and Miss Alabama, Catherine Webb.
Just because you look good doesn't mean you're capable of doing anything successfully.
I'm thinking A.J. McCarron just said, hon, you need to get out of that.
Well, Brett Musburger's heartbroken.
Yeah. Three members of a Florida family of psychics have confessed that they are frauds.
Really?
They admitted they weren't really communicating with Michael the Archangel and other divine spirits as they took a staggering $25 million from customers.
The whole family's?
The guilty pleas mean that 8 of the 9 family members who have been charged have now fessed up to counts such as conspiracy, wire fraud, though the alleged ringleader, who has won Rose Marks, age 61, still intends to go to trial in Fort Lauderdale. One of Marks' daughter-in-laws admitted convincing one poor soul who was hearing voices to turn over $400,000 in gold coins.
Well, if they were really psychic, they'd have seen it.
All right. When he eventually asked for them, she said they were buried in a cemetery and she couldn't remember where, and only Michael the Archangel would know.
The wrath of the Aztecs.
That's it. The psychics have to pay back their victims. That's good. next time you bury the $400,000 yourself and ask the psychic where it is, you know?
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
That would be my thought. And my definition of a perfect psychic, that's the one who's living off their lottery winnings,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Gosh, they're fakes. I'm just...
Shocking.
Don't know what to think.
Shocking.
Yes. All right, it's time for some Brazos Valley weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. It'll be 72 this summer.